Welcome to the Gusto Ali podcast this week. We got plenty more stuff to cover. Let's start with a Raw review. Let's start with Raw this week. All right, this week's Raw. Last time Punk appeared on a Raw, and now he went forward to a torn triceps during the men's match. The story is, it was a flagship show, Monday Night All Series, town of Chicago. Then they had to say that trolls are going to make a present film. Tanya and Robert find out the answer to the question and what twist and turn away to the opposite episode on the road to you. That's not me. I mean, match card this week. And then it's with CM Punk, Jey Uso versus Shinsuke Nakamura, Simon Zayn versus Big Bronson Reed. Yeah, Clarence Relay, Nugget, Andrade vs. Ivar. Cody Rhodes kick off Raw. Rhodes gets an anonymous ovation on the Monday Night Show. He admitted he undisputed champ Roman Reigns. And he said he acts a part of the champ. He plays a part of real champ, not around. Rhodes vowed to go to WrestleMania and win the title. Out of a year ago for the Raw prize appearance, the great one, Mr. Sunday's American Nightmare's ear, walked away to the chorus of booze, leader the one West, so WrestleMania 4 opponent. Great start of the show, his body's sounding when Rock said to Rhodes, a new story is a addition left between them now and the mortals. The city should know I want to be a bet. I keep my promise, Rhodes said. Saying the Croatians all in for all the rest of 2018. When I respect you, Roman Reigns, please understand I hate your guts. Rock's entrance in the megastar, he's one of the best in business. Ricochet for his deity, McDougat. Ricochet, me. 3-0, because Dunning. Danny Duggett, and I'm going to nail up in his contest. The match was a grueling battle and far better than anyone expected. Men's individuals involved. Official. The base has fallen position on the shooting star. Press the deck for victory. A good hard fought match. Crowd right away kickoff in the ring portion of the show. How praise the ring progress. What they did, and we just made a line for push pulls WrestleMania. Finally, we're gonna to be a mid dog. He has no son. It's like red. We're gonna show you a quick comment, and close up to the fans, remember the one and only. Who wants to lucha on the ground dance? Babyface deliver a post to Ron. I still put Duggan's leg on the bottom of the count. Triple H seems to crash with no matchup, provide everyone that Duggan can work. So laughing isn't just the laughing stock on the Judgment Day. CM Punk promo, CM Punk returned to All Star Arena. Waste a little time, sparing with the number one contender. Drew McIntyre, World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins. They do vertical bombs, calling personal digs, humorous quips, mad fake. Impressions of the site for comedy and revelation and Punk while Joy Con. That's the main McIntyre Rollins go head to head. Visually agitated Rollins delivered a stunt to the sky. Close things out, it was great. It was a clear ad libbing stunt before the crowd was there for all of it. This felt like a big segment, set up a big match. We're in a segment in 2 weeks for the biggest show of the year. Should be. Punk team being a reefer clash at WrestleMania. Best of all, recall this 2013 promo. The Rock reminding his arms to too short to buckle a guy. You too, too drug or drink. Spent all the time in rehab, Magatory told Punk. Who chooses? What's his name, Punk? So WWE chairman calls Scott the Chosen One. I beat out of his cancer relay. Single revenge of half of Maxine Dupree. Not squared up with the sneaky cancer relay. She called him under with Ray faking Andrews, Zack and Allen using the ropes for a cheap roll-up win. Just continue to Ray Hale tournament last in a little time on the Dartmoor in a meaningful segment. Ray to be nine backstage. Heyman can be seen to turn to invention it while in DIY. The New Day and also truth to convince Scott to do business with the Bloodline. Head of WrestleMania. DIY versus the New Day with a commitment of social tag team match between DIY. New Day with the send into chaos and German Day jump both teams, drawing no contest. The Miz and R-Truth got off an auditory table during the fray, but no match for the United Heels. It was too tall. Then it was a hype for a six pack ladder match. Hills stood tall, proved it dominant, especially given the fact that like Finn Balor, Dean Priest's reign is nearing its end. Backstage, told Jackie Redmond that he would not reveal what Rock told him, that there was a promise that except as a promise he can't keep. Alright, Andrade vs. Johnny Vance. Andrade was slated about Ivar Money, but the big man would not make a clear compete, so cheer by Vance. Pierce step up instead, an ugly competitive match out Yellow School of Victory. The build momentum. Signature competitor back in time when no obvious room was main car building. Ring performance with Craig Goodwill among fans. While Triple and Crave decide what they'll do with him, the good shows of shows. Dry defeated Vincey. Chop and Dry stunned Vincey, saw the crack exploding. Peggy Lynch erupts Ray Ripley, it's more like it. Lynch and Ray Ripley, summer face competition, but the rivalry saved the money right. They eradicate, break up the names of men's, the name of the man's daughter turned. The 11-4 brawl team wins world champion and our challenger resulted pull apart. Strike were hard and fast, the motion and Lynch's voice found not be able to meet her daughter. This elevated the segment on the night we saw great work from Punk. Well, McIntyre Rollins, this segment can be as fierce. Ripley and Lynch delivered goods here and sold the fans on their counter. You also wrestled on Raw, do you, Lynch ass? Ripley's record ring television appearances. Can't post a picture of video online, so these freaks eat it up. She doesn't have to watch wrestling to get fan attention. His just seeing the wrong, which is her calling me Mammy. Lynch says she wants to watch Champion with our daughter. Sami Zayn versus Bronson Reed. Bronson Reed actually won a match. The big man Capmon is the prince of the air called Champion Gunther. Called to put away Sami Zayn, halted probably Bayfield momentum when he's known. Gunner has planted the seeds for the match to every Catholic. He did not believe Zayn could be. He had to prove his word accurately to his opponent when not rolling with Westman and wave up momentum. He did enhance the story behind the champion, the challenger, in Philadelphia. So, Gunner made his presence felt that Rollins turned to strike Zayn. Reed turned Zayn and his eye with a close on the counter, have a kick. Edgar runs on Senton, set up the finish. JSO versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Backstage, Che Gale told a frustrated Sami Zayn that he needed a new approach to have his match with Gunther. Philadelphia. Elsewhere, Seth Rollins approached Jey Uso by the Rachi he had with Silas Sokola. Jey Uso moments earlier warned Jey to bloodline the house. He and Rhodes would have their friends back. In the main event, Jey Uso squared off with Shinsuke Nakamura, quickly volunteered to television program with every top baby face. Good match calling him to Jimmy Sokola, making a presence felt, owing for Rhodes and Rollins. The fight them all. McIntyre hit the ring to lay out the Hero Heavyweight Champion, Future Shock DDT. Threat Circle, Jay delivered a spear for the win. The brawl between Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Sokola, King Team, Max Zayn for the Rock attack Rhodes. He beat him down, but Ray talked to Brash's mother, peeling through him to his trial bus. Rhodes bloody, and Sami Zayn is onto a special weight belt that Red Mama Rhodes showed by talking trash. Jay Uso defeated Nakamura. So, has anyone competed in many TV main event leads years back tomorrow without being scheduled to kind of match WrestleMania. The show closing beat down by The Rock was probably longer than it needed to be, but it was so different than anything else. The show that left the impact on viewers setting Rose up for a big fiery babyface spot next week on Go Home Show. The blood from Panic closed out Raw. Fans are in requesting WWE change the person's content. Night, it may have been a serious question where it was.
Oh, my overall thoughts on Raw. Monday show was best episode this week. Raw last decade, there was such urgency for the opening promo all the way to the Rock brutally assaulting Rhodes. Everything meant something within context of ongoing stories or hyping up WrestleMania 40 card. The worker punk man Tyrone was the best segment of the TV. The television WWE produced this year. Well, Lynch Ripley brought also an in promo. I need to work on my ability to talk better. I really need to work. All right, anyway, there was a quality ring action at angles. Monday's episode felt like a genuine setup show, her biggest show of the event of the year. I really need to work on that shit. I really need to work on it. This way, every week, can show look like in WWE? Yeah, that was Raw. My thoughts on Raw. So, that was Raw. That was Raw review. We'll go straight to Dynamite, then the wrestling news. All right, let's go to AEW Dynamite. Let's get my notes. All right, here are my notes. Okay, let's do Dynamite this week. This week of Dynamite, this week's Dynamite March on this week. Here's the advertised card from Wednesday's show. Kenosuke Takahashi versus Swerve Strickland. Will Ospreay versus Kenosuke Shibata. Young Bucks versus Private Party. Best Friends versus Undisputed Kingdom. Chris Danler versus Will Nightingale versus Anna Jay versus Sky Blue. Alright, let's look at everything that happened on this week's episode of Dynamite. Will Ospreay versus Kenosuke Shibata. Ospreay entrance kicked the show this week. Shibata. AEW play high at the last cancer. Japan for a lockout. They play safe for first few minutes. They had some nice technical exchange, but never trying to get too quickly. They did a good job progressing, picking up pace. Great bigger moves in the match. Also made like it was from standard exhibition or personal battle. Boom. Gave fans tennis and money's worth this one. One time, he knows most stage Shibata made it look like touchdown by transition or submission. He not sound surprising how good it is time. Both men came close to winning several times. Ospreay got the win with a hidden blade. He bowed to respect Shibata. There he goes. Ospreay defeated Shibata. Ospreay's AEW entrance is pretty good. His cross position, it feels to him. Reaction Ospreay dug the kick from hilarious. People can nose dip still chop because it's in Shibata. Ospreay did a lot of good stuff to make Shibata look like a badass. He's hurt. Oh my god. It's best man's broken heart. I lost so much respect. I wanna work with some one box with Private Party. Last 15 men in the tournament when I upset when yeah, the Bucks was looking sure this one a repeat performance. It would work if you got his head. You want to be here? Don't. Don't be here. You don't like to be here. Don't. Yeah, so if someone got the message, they left. You know, bro. But you have to get over this. Get over this. And get over it. It's so desolate. I'm going to learn to get the fuck over it. He was under the banner. But he set it up and... He sucked it out. Bite the bullet. And he'll do it. Suck it up to here. And he didn't lean down. He got to fight. He calmed down. He calmed down. He got his life together. He apologized. He did his job. He was high. That's and that's why he left upset, pissed off.
He started taking the anger out. Take anger out. You know, it's frustrating. They're stuck with this. Is the end. It's only for a year, nigga. You had the great bear for a year. Problems, and he don't want to work here. You know, they don't want to work here. That's always his anger. So, the power he really wants to.
He just elbow.
He got it right. And he apologized. They just ran. He has life together. He learned to say, it's real. You have to deal with enemy in peace.
Make peace with all of them. Make peace. Peace with them. Make peace. Apologize. Make peace. Make peace. Call it. Call it.
Really? You have to apologize to them.
Apologize. It was childish.
Okay. The Bucks can play in a heel persona. Cast folk favorite. Heels recently. It was happening, they talked things out, they hatched it out, and they talked that it was childish. You mean it was great, I mean, really, it's childish, and he was upset, and he took
his anger out,
and it's understanding. For him, and right in the past, I think. This is a baby issue.
It's a giant.
They do a lot of damage.
It's done a lot of.
That's why they have these
psycho attacks.
And they were the only one that.
They were the only ones.
Hit a button. Yeah.
I'll let you know. What was that? Was. Now it's a turn.
But the issue.
It turns away.
What he did was dumb on his part.
Dumb on his part.
It's dumb. Yeah, the fact is. The fact is. They hashed things out. Who should pass it?
Pass it. Hash things up. Patch things in things back.
That's great.
Patch things.
But the fact
but I look for this. frustration. Oh, damn. That's not fucking help. That's not healthy.
You take a ring. One for me. He was
but he regretted it. He wasn't happy. He just hashed it. Get out. Talk it out.
They're gonna talk.
You're fine. His fate. Big incident. That's enough for him. He gotta calm the fuck down and talk it out. And the problems, they never caused a ship to meet.
Match a lot of great spots. Fell into a trap a lot. AEW tag. Fall into it. They lost by too much double team spots. Tags were meaningless on a certain spot. Points for all the teeth and make a private party may win, but Quinn missed a 6-3, was taken down by a dirty looking EVP trigger. The Bucks defeated Private Party. Nick and Matt interviewed Randy Young, looked like real estate developer Florida, who might end up being wrestled by Don Johnson. They also changed different color suits just for this match. They double fit the super kicks from Private Parts. It was a spun spot. I feel like this match has one of the best executions in Gene and Juice by Private Party. The Bucks screwed up the EPB trigger a bit, but it's nothing usual. We got Chris Danner versus Sky Blue versus NJ versus Will and Angel. Monet joined commentary to watch this number of contenders fail 4-way with Danner, Nightingale, Jay, and Blue. The match is high energy, right from the general state. Oak Fork better than I'm saying now. Just that.
Baby, What the fuck was that? Mama and Papa.
I'm gonna keep him away.
Lock it up before he's.
I'll lock it up for now. Yeah, we'll lock it up. It's just. We get better. As soon as True Attack Willow from high with the title belt, a decent match, a couple of stand-on moments, has some pacing issues, certain errors. side it could be. Nightingale winning was definitely the right call. Still cavalry running back up ramps so that will separately was fun. Blue had a nice kick to sound on the apron. There was a room moment when Anna tried to pin Snat and Blue on the same time, but Sash went down. Best friends were suggesting Undisputed Kingdom. Matt David, Mike Bennett hold the ROH tag titles, but like goals they took on Orange Cassidy, Trent Beretta, second tag tournament but on the night. Probably the OC was aggressive first, but after Mike Taven, dudes were their favorite quite quicker pace. They packed the Alliance's match. Cassidy showed a lot more motion, vision, better trends since they lost the initial title. To Rajah email match at playing moments, but easy to forget who's legal. Like Bucks versus probably fit less during the match. I'll explain why, but that match managed these spots in their time better. Joe Roddy, Chuck Taylor got involved. With Beretta Caster was able to in the tournament. Be it best friends, defeat the kingdom. Cassidy expounding on a gate to go at the table and matching the pace. Britta's gear looked almost too similar to Damian's gear, honestly. Kanaki Kakashi versus Swerve Strickland. This week's Dixon main event was a singles match between Strickland and Takashi as usual. They're on client side, Swerve extended a hand, Takashi took it, but neither had one leg go. It turned into a ruggle that led to exchange submissions. Takashi had a little bit of power, high advantage, found out down his opponent was only enough to overpower him occasionally. These two guys have built a reputation in AEW, put on great matches every time they come. Several high expectations leading to Wednesday. Joe Petters did a great job making that tiny main event. It was going to be impossible. One, anyone to top what we saw Osprey and Shibata. They went into overtime. Takashi kicked out of the Swerve stomp, but he was able to kick out of the big pressure. Swerve, Samoa gave a quick interview backstage. Strickland celebrating the ring. Swerve defeated Takashi. Just not as nice. It's always going to be funny. The way they used the handshake locked up was unique. Swerve tried to do a flip over top of a hurricane. Prepared to take it to the stone and didn't complete rotation. The ET Swerve hit the corner with Wild. Takashi hit man was nuts. My thoughts this week's Dynamite. This week's Dynamite continued the pattern of strong ring performance, but one match stood out the most. Osprey Shibata kicked out the show with a match that felt right at home. You they didn't know how bad they were putting measures to the best person you see all week me all year. Out of four match health ran storylines and enforcement tournament placement. Found the King Close match open reflatement was the main event. Swerve's on their level, continuing to make every call him. Fit he and Joe will sign a contract at the top out next week, but it's not like AW champ Miami star for number one contend. But it sounds like the AW champ might have more in store for number one contender. So yeah, that was Dynamite review. So let's try to get to the wrestling news. I think the wrestling news. Like, let's try to start the wrestling news. Okay, Tony Khan and Eric Bischoff trade insults on social media once again. TK and Eric Bischoff EB are at it again. The AWRA president and former WCW executive private has trained insults on social media. Games got started when John Alba posted announcements regarding Strictly Business Podcast with Eric Bischoff. Announced for the show on Thursday evening. AEW urged Bossman shot back on X and wrote, students saying this fraud buzzing the podcast before next deal is a wise choice. This led to Bishop chiming on social media to respond to Khan. A money mark with no talent on his running diamond and going away to Canada drawing less than 4,000 in a hot pro wrestling market in North America. Talk about wise choices. Bishop wrote, strap in, it's going to be a fun day. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much. Let's see. Before we get to other news, let's go to. No, we're not going to do the Rampage results. No, we'll do that. We'll do that Saturday. But right now, we're going to go to the wrestling news. We need to two more news. Right now, we got to find two more news. Okay. Alright, TA Wrestling re-signs Ace Austin. Ace Austin will remain in TNA Wrestling for the future. The big promotion issue of press release announced the longtime TNA veteran signed a new contract to remain with the company. TNA Wrestling re-signs Ace Austin. So, singles tag champ brings high energy inside the ring. Yeah, you already know. Yes, he's decided to deal with TNA Wrestling. Yeah, he did, so. So, pretty much, yeah, it's what it is. Let's see, one more news. Okay, the opponent is expected for next week's Raw in Brooklyn. WrestleMania XL construction begins in Philadelphia. That's not one. The opponent is scheduled to appear in a studio guest on the MMA Hour. It's Monday in New York City. Near PW Insider reporting that Epson will travel to New York City the same night as WrestleMania X Go Home edition of Running Raw Ads from Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It's a good chance to show some for fashion. Construction underway in Lincoln Financial Field is the event of the crew were designed set for social mat. Sigalow. So yeah. So basically yeah. We're gonna see next Saturday. Sunday we're gonna see WrestleMania Night 1, Night 2. So yeah. So, that's it. That was Wrestling News and Dynamite Review. We'll go straight to Ring of Honor now. Hey, let's end the Ring of Honor. Alright, let's get to Ring of Honor now. Ring of Honor. Okay, Ring of Honor presented on a club this week. The men's TV title online when Fletcher defends the title against the GCW World Champion, Blake Christian. I saw on the show the Royal Rage winner champ at the end of the action. Rage will be here for her challenges to Ring of Honor. Her card is shooting tonight as well. Where's the development? Don Castle, the book for this episode, continue to deal with the loss. The boys of Dying TV, Channel Valkyrie. Wrestling Nick Camarado. And most of the match advertised for week episode taped on March 16th. Canadian Tire Center, Ontario, Canada. This is problems and it's frustrating for her. Wait, this is, I think she apologized. This is not healthy. Damn, this is gonna hurt wrestling. Fuck you, of you. This is why we can't. So we're just gonna watch it. Maybe it's just my wrestle die. Let it die, folks. Let that shit die. Force it is a spot. Talk with the voice. You have to fucking calm down. RCV champion after defense gonna play Christian. I'll try to drive top flight versus KPK. Dina versus Nikita. Okay. Evil Uno versus James Drake. Uno D Drake. Kira Hogan versus Diamond. Cole Cockrecker. Maria Canales Bennett versus Kaz Jordan and Victor Castella. Don Castro versus Nick Camarado. Cabana, Brandon Cutler versus Rex Lawless and Bryce Donovan. Supercard Honor, there was little time to waste. RGV
defeat then kicks off with the women's world champion Athena defeated Nikita. Proving ground match, which Nikita was able to last 10 minutes win the match. She won the world championship match in a later date. Athena was surprised she took it away to the top match. Some fast straight forearms, heels. Nikita had Athena hold the ropes and let Nikita step out of the ring. Athena to die into the ropes as they crash. Nikita gets the barricade. The beat down Katina outside. Athena gained control of the match. Back of the ring. Athena got the Nikita in a figure four stop hold. And Nikita tapped out. After the match, Athena hit Nikita with high drop. Then to the corner, three wheel and over some kicks. Sending a message to her. Challenger Super Carter on a Karushita. The message was received as she ran out of the ring. Candlestick in hand. Challenger. The two stare off each other down. Gold Cockery can only have been a defeat catcher and Richter Stella. Maria came to the ring with her boys, but did not have to throw a mask to cope with him. John Sargent was getting Garcia, Grayson. Two were pretty hatch and was side. Oh, this is. They want to be here. And this is a problem. Like, worse. A gun was around. Don't want to be here. Oh, he needed help. They don't want to be here anymore. This is a problem. He was never going to be able. He was never going to be able. He had this problem. Fuck this. Oh my. You know what? Maybe we just can't show. This is always something happens with the sickles. What the somebody
was involved?
Someone was here.
And then it got worse. You screamed. Cried.
It's dramatic, man. This is not a good place for her. This, she had a breakdown. That's not a good place. This is a horrifying story. And I watched torture. Broken hearted. This is not it. She wasn't ready for the bit. Oh, well, crowds. Shut up, cars. Oh, this is my car. Oh, for the enemy.
Beat it.
If you're fucking
you. Fuck you.
Oh, my. Was charged. You know, they even like.
Enemies there.
This was. This is not great. I don't know how I'm gonna. It's not safe, you know what? Let them all be stupid. This is stupid. Come on, guys. Double team for a bit before sitting back to the match. It's got bad. Sorry, I couldn't. Here, and I'll tape and quick double team move. Guard addressing. And. Holding Castle to bring in Colorado. Castle sat around the ring with his backup boys. Better room with me. He fed his boys like chickens. Made total sense. Trust me, Castle took off his gear, revealed the truth he wore when he won the world title. While Colorado had a question of flair for dramatic, he had a big set of arms. Drawing Castle and Honor. Both men drew a wrestling pass on clothes, a lot of takedowns. Side of Colorado were hurdle for Castle had a counter. Big man off his feet. Colorado fought battle. Castle, they had a plan over the German suplex. Castle went for the bang ring, got the 3 count for the win. Match end. Valkyrie appeared on the roof. She chastised Castle for calling her in response for losing the boy. She said he was glad she lost because there were a couple of bad boys. Too much trouble, misbehaved because Castle and loved them, deserved. He deserved, loved them. Them he deserved. The ITV appeared on the ring, being Castle down a couple. Hanging out.
Laid out at all. No word.
The jaw.
Laid out. Jaw. My. Laid out. Clean.
Laid out. The jaw.
The jaw.
Laid out.
His jaw. Broken. What he did to the match earlier, he did some fucking shit to him. He learned his lesson.
Okay, 2 weeks of kitchen promos. Mark Briscoe arrived in response. Briscoe lost of his brother. Severing AEW Continental Classic. Briscoe knows that Kingston has ups and downs over the years, just like Briscoe has. Briscoe knows he's going to dip into the old game Kingston for the match. But it's a Picard of Honor. Briscoe is going to show he's the man some years. Today is better for us to win the Irish title. It's a Picard of Honor going to man up. Colt Cabana, Brian Cutler defeated Rex Lawless and Brian Donovan. Cutler turned up against Lawless, but make sure vertical Cutler attacking Cabana turned shot, but Lawless overpowered. Do some double team misdirection. Finally got Lawless on his feet and celebrated some very 90s dance moves. Donovan tied in, come here to do funny as Lawless. Donovan knocked him down the ring. Cutler. Followed by a double clothesline out of the ring. They land a double slam on Donovan for the pin. A largely forgettable affair. Drawn in top flight. Defeated KPK. And Ahmed Haruna and Boo. Boo kicked this up in a drive. This is an interesting match. Hitting KPK. Tane trying to counter that faster. High flying opponents. Slight advantage. Being a long time TV, but Flight spent the last few weeks together. We're coming into their own. Well, a mid landed a kick to Dante and the ref. Get the control. Around with tag and double team. A mid KPK kept control of the match. So hot dog and Jarvis. House taking out all three members. A double team DT that turned near fall, but Haran kicked out. Momentum shift to top flight. Andrade and Slay on the member of KPK. A split legged moonsault from Andrade. Got the 1-2-3. Hiro Hogan defeated Diamond in this women's world title tournament rematch. Both women had chips on their shoulders. Came out on top of that match, so Hogan was even learned even the score. Both were pretty evenly matched physical movements. 5 minutes started, Diamond pretty. Into a long headlock. Lurched into a headlock around, followed by a big shoulder block. Telescope on display at time. He was in a bit of a brawl. Tried a series of locks, trying to put Hogan down. Hogan falling around the arm bar. Pass strangled to a diamond. The rings were going up a notch. Her stress followed to random ropes. Hogan hit a big leg drop for near fall. Diamond said Hogan turnbuckle would drop so hard he stopped the model like you do into Hogan. Try. For a cover, Hogan had kicked up, and Diamond with a control. She locked the pen with a diamond stretch onto Hogan, who then crowded behind her. Hogan hit her heart attacks, cover on Diamond. She had a cover, but Diamond slipped up a rope. Hogan tried to hit Diamond on the shoulders. Diamond raked her eyes. Hogan managed to fight back, so he hit a snap suplex on Diamond for the win. You don't know what defeated J.E. Drake, so as I say, J.E. Drake in action reminds me of a Ryan Hobbit. Artists, Drake started a single song, went over the crowd, who tried for Uno at the front. Booze, Drake had enough, slapped Uno the whole speeding again. As two big men locked up, gyrate, there were a lot of gyrate hips. Sleep match broke out. Uno hit a surprise head scissors on Drake, I came out of the ring. Uno chopped Drake around, soaking the warm was welcome for the fans. Drake got the chop of them, turned the moment in his favor. Uno tried to chop Drake, who was standing in front of the post. Drake dumped, Uno straddled his hand on the ring post. Drake talked back of the ring, trying to Uno's eyes to his mask. Put Uno away with a shiny wizard, but Uno kicked out. The crowd chanted Drake that he screwed up angry Uno. Uno dragged Drake around, drew some big right hand corner, 10 on the fat Uno's hands, completely in control of the match. Uno took a wrist knife away, played for a big boot. Drake hit Uno with a big can on the corner and missed the splash top rope, opening to get the pin. Backstage, we saw the number one contender. Because she just said she, like, Athena was tired of that competition lately. She is downright excited to face Athena as a Picard of Honor. Fans, to get ready, because holy, she has arrived. RE TV Champion Fletcher defeated Blake Christian earlier tonight. Luxinair was joined by Lee Johnson. Lee Johnson asked for his silence. So he's not to take part. He's there to take over. Titles, he mentioned the TV title match. No matter who wins tonight, Super Picard of Honor, he got the next shot. no matter who the champion is. It was pretty much the RT defending RT crowd was. And the crowd was loving it. The 11-0 Fletcher was clearly the favorite of his hand, facing Lee Johnson's card on April 5th. Two men matched up evenly with Cook here, which took a few minutes to play the crowd, riding Christian. The first pin attempt for high flying moves, Fletcher did not Christian outside. He tried a big dive, but Christian fooled him, sit back at the ring. Boss Barry into a DDT, a stun. Fletcher spawned with a big side slam, trying to shut down. Fletcher's mouth busted open, clear, made a decision to take Christian seriously. Hard strikes, he knocked Wynn out of Christian. Christian had to fight back. Fletcher was able to keep him with a big layer to keep control. Christian landed a spear in the ring, even the hardest part of the ring. Two men brawl on the outside, throwing Fletcher back in the ring. Christian hit a big elbow on top rope, putting Fletcher down two. Nope, Fletcher kicked down. Christian tried the same move, but this time Fletcher able to knock him off the top rope, though. Fletcher hit one up a kick in the corner, draw Christian with a brain buster. Christian fought back, trying to get a pin of his own. Fletcher was able to reverse the pin to apologize, pin Christian to win the match. The crowd booed loudly, but Fletcher retains, and a super card of honor, he will face Lee Johnson for the ROH TV title. So that was my Ring of Honor review. So let's go straight to SmackDown, then Rampage, then Collision.
Alright, you're at SmackDown now. Okay. SmackDown this week. Whereas a week away from WrestleMania XL on 6 and 7, so proud to answer the show Dustin to help build pay per view. So here's what WWE advertising for SmackDown. Jay Cargill, B Poppins, Susan Town, A Down Under, The Kai versus Bianca Belair, New Cat Republic versus Lego Defend, Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton versus Pretty Deadly. Okay, Kevin Owens and Arn was pretty deadly. My job's, but whatever. Elder Prince Kent Williams faced one of the biggest challenges on the day when he took on two former world champs, Orton and Owens. Match booked at the Bricks second last week. The KO punch was a pretty deadly punch with a Brad Belt to Orton. Owens both start 15th, but take long for Viper and the Prince to replace them. W Turner shows his pattern and offer to bug mounts like the arm structure makes sense, but it's a little sometimes. They've all her talents and Connor to kick off the show. Look at Paul Show nowhere. Oh, that was wrestling. Brian Dudley a chance to win. The finish of some was surprised, led to funny moments. Orton saw Paul scurry around the ring during Rick play, pulled Paul out in the ring, and began beating on him the Viper. Chased it out of the arena. Orton looked like in the great mood on his entrance, but the brick wall graphic Owens in the back could have looked better. Chris used Orton's own signature suplex drop on the end table. Street Power versus 8-Town Down Under. Nicole is welcome to Gargoyle Ring for her first appearance as SmackDown star. Give a very brief promo, just introduced herself with a surprising short. Next matchup saw Fort Montez Ford and Joe LaDog in battle. Theory Wallace, Samantha Tarantino, Six-Man Challenge, Samantha Bowler, Mefat promised the office campaign if they win. Now coming to deal to the ring. It was a one-sided account for like profits, but they're controlling the pace. While Karen Cross showed up the big screen, probably scratch out Theory Wallace to still win or spot WrestleMania. This was pretty much uneventful, except for one of the spot of all the rest of the ball on the table. Everyone looked good and enough time. He'll be attacked. The Prophets were joined by Cross. Last year, came to Rainbows overall and taken down. Theory and Waller defeated the Street Prophets. We got a promo with Io Sky for his match. From Brand Center, allowing foreign talent to get promos in own lane, always better because you get more emotion out of their performance. Cargill's entrance is awesome. That means going out for presentation. Fourth count, double super looks great. Corey Graves got taken out with a foot sprite, big out, announced table. Way better, same amuse. New Catch Republic versus Ego Defoe and Phantasma. Okay. Sasa Escobar, Ego Defoe, welcome down, my name is still to the ring. Cruden, part of the feud, Ray Serio, you know, Ill. Ray, and young people came to the ring for a competition. Ray, Strang Lee is the newest member of the group for a huge ball took place. The fight,
Angel Burdett will take on Pete Dunne. Tyler Bain and Tyler McTerman, who will go in the sixth challenge. And maybe it's by Angel Burdett being beaned up. They ended up in a competitive fight against Strong Style Specialist, but still end up losing to the Pete and Dunne. This is another tag team match that could have been better. Just a few more minutes. Dunne and Angel Burdett work well together, so let's hope they see more of them in the ring together. New character Republic defeated him. German name was shown just because Dunne on the channel or the other. Upset kept them out of loot. Bay has some off for good. Flying. And whatever. Bianca Belair versus Dio Dakota Kai. After the pick big stage segment, calls Jimmy Uso came to the ring to talk about his upcoming match at LA Knight. Knight planned some crowd trash style, so he wouldn't see him dressing them in the ring cycle. He tapped the final one in the same by giving the promo while starting on the table. The main event of the show, this week's show, featured Bella taking on Kai. Yes, took the captain of the team kick, let it down, take down, get things done. They work hard, make a film, make a personal fight. Bella more aggressive than usual. Kai was trying to use more dirty trick in the book. Yes, hit a KD for the win, but Asuka, Kai said we're not attacking right away. Show up the same, only to end up being taken out alongside Bella. Kai all came out and even things up. And, you know, the energy could show Kai pose with Bella, we might get a six-woman tag match. Many of these competitors, okay. Good for Kay Gargell. Good for Jay Gargell's debut. It was good. It's good that WWE is having Sokola talk more, but keep his answer short. Yeah, pretty much good. My thoughts, this week's SmackDown show a lot of turns to the matches for WrestleMania, while also further feuds have been booked for a pay-per-view. Gargell and Owen Baylor take on Kai, saying actually cross-pop for the stables against each other, saying himself for LDF and LWO. We got some decent wrestling this week. Not as much so felt unnecessary. A couple of the shit off for reasons. But this week's SmackDown didn't have any segments. It felt like brought down the show, you know? So, yeah. That's my thought on SmackDown. Let's go to Rampage. I feel like Rampage is... I'm okay. Alright, this week's Rampage. Miriam May spent months trying to prove herself the Idol champ. The Idol Women's Champion, Toni Storm. Friday Night Rampage. I had another opportunity to do so. The impressive protege competitor singles competitive on a card that feature high stakes international championship featuring Roger Strong, physical battle between Rose and Butcher, BS from the Bang Bang Gang Club, what the fuck, whatever. Let's go to a recap. I don't care. Match cards, let's talk about the match card. Yeah, we don't know. Limiter match, Daddy Magic versus Roger Strong, Dustin Rose versus the Butcher, Rhea Ray versus Nikita, the Bang Bang Gang family dinner, I mean. Daniel Bryan on action, time is Storm promo. What the fuck happened? Wait. Okay, we're here. Okay, Dustin Rhodes versus The Butcher. Dustin The Butcher rekindled a long-standing feud at AEW Friday, the kickoff night broadcast. Natural was forced to overcome a bump hand arm. Butcher fighting for nursing. Exploiting others' weaknesses. Opponent of Reckoning Marriage of Victor's Empress. Then it was fucking work on established injury. Welcome to change of pace. But practically slow on the crowd hurt the overtop presentation, you know. They laughed at first by the commentary to explain the history of performance. Why fans watch I hope to care about this stupid match, you know? Yeah. Alright, ready to dealt with him. He was alright, yep. Yeah. Lack of crowd reaction was more stretched. The audience has been red hot, and competitors tried limits or whatever. Is it this the difference for AEW fans you may used to? The Batman Gay J. White Gun invaded home Billy Gunn a pre-J video, trash for the Hall of Fame, returned home, the video cut off. Deonna Purrazzo versus Rose, who the fuck is Rose, whatever. Shot to Tito climbing way back to the AEW Women's Champ and a shot at Tyra Storm battled the local competitor Rose. The enhancement talent being more offensive than we expected. This was so too long, but Peraza showed great attempts to score a contested victory. Well, that sense felt like a blonde and old episode of Dark Elevation more than everything. Shabbat put Peraza over for winning 8 championships in 10 years. A nice standing legitimized of Richard Rosa. Eric Winter, I tried Dreamer, and then he called out, this is, and then he's refused, and then he kicked Dreamer out. This is,
groove. He had arrested. Yeah, this is his problems. He always had this issue. This is why. He always had fucking problems. But and even when she had time, so I revealed that Artemis would not be able to compete during Andrew Hanstrom, board capable here in May, with Capella local competitor Nikita in her place. May control the match for muscle break. Nikita to prove it bling. Always great. But he's trying to get her to lit. It's a battle. So nothing. But you know, she's just fun. It's gonna keep going and going and going and going. So she just doesn't. She's not gonna, she don't wanna deal with him. Crying. She can't walk anymore. Cause I feel bad. That's it. Blood everywhere. I'm so angry. I'm passing. I hate him. He took money from her. This was so fucked up. Hey, not the pro. Hey, oh my. You know what I mean? Maybe this is why they can't be here. There's some issues. You got stolen money. Take the money. No one's gonna talk to you. You're a thief. You're a selfish ass. Every person. Or what? Over. You know what? How this is gonna work? It's gonna be. Talk with him. What's going on? Okay, break control of the match. Same day. Scored away day for the May Day. Like his first set of the match was perfectly okay. Hanson Victor ran too long, gave more offense. I don't know, competitor, but should have. Squick squash, not that bad. Every match had to be drawn out. May defeated Maria May defeated Nikita. Storm antics of ringside were more interesting in the match. May won Hippotide, nearly pressed as a mentor. We got the main event, an AEW National Champion Eliminator match, Daddy Magic versus Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong fought Daddy Magic Eliminator match at main event. The Warder begs and added a title inspiration for his family and friends. Manor fouled the energy of the crowd, but also trapped Boston Crab by Strong. Comeback got one, appearing in a match in hand with Tim Bennett. He would have a champ on his foot, a butter rope, the bottom rope to break up the pin. Take out the ring of our world tag champ, Velvet, the running knee strong, retained the title. It's a great match card, great fire for Manor. He was shouting much for a future opponent. Doesn't matter. Trent Barrett, the ring break up. I want to beat down for MVPs. Little blows and conclusion. Team title tournament match on Wednesday and Dynamite. Strong defeated Manor. We go to backstage with Parker, Texan. Since Mayor Rubiso won, that was disappointment, frustration. We got a regiment for a righteous visit, the Dutch aired. We got Manor's home crowd, getting back great in my hometown hero reception. We had Pop-Up Maji fill the arena. During the commercial break, it was heading to commercial break. My thoughts on this week's Rampage. This is the most crucial episode of Rampage. I was set on Friday night broadcast on Sunday. Also, a quick global of Young Bucks' best friends called a show inspired look. So, I tell you, also, one day was a legitimate consequence of the moment. The Angelico Parker Rebel stuff has been a lot of fun, representing her in dynamic fashion, walking away for a beaut, but a wrestle show for like matches, segments strung together for sake of having a show. Until AEW and Tony Khan take this proper move seriously, it's going to struggle. Audience. Daddy Match was great in main event, but it was a broadcast. The lack crosser did not help. So, yeah, that was Rampage. That was Rampage. Now let's go straight to Collision. All right, we're right to Collision, and we're done. Okay, next week's Collision. This week. Here's the advertised car. FTR versus Infantry, Thunder Rosa, Slade Frost. Top Flight versus Ricky Starks and Big Bill. Copa Open Challenge. Lance Archer, Aranches versus Kishiro Shibata, Brian Nelson. Mm-hmm. Claudio Castagnoli. So that's what happened this week. Cope Open Challenge. Copeland was shocked when his Cope Challenge was answered by his former protege, Matt Cardona. Cardona came close to hitting his finisher about a minute into the match, so Copeland grouped a bit. Pretty much helped, though. Cardona was right back on top. It's been a pop pin, but this one about felt like more WWE match than anything else. Producing has nothing to do with the fact that both of you guys are former WWE stars. They told their story structured like offense, face exchanges, WWE filming or WWE style. That's no bad thing. Copeland spent 30 years in sports entertainment, what he does best. Cardona is just what he goes at. Both men did a great job filling. Cardona may surpass his leader while making Copeland look like a veteran still had tricks up his sleeve. Radar started one clean with Spirit in a 20-minute counter to kick off the show. Kyle Black showed up to keep Copeland distracted on Benny Mavis could attack. Matt Briscoe tried to help, but was quickly taken down. Kingston arrived, called Black Mavis to retreat. Copeland defeated Cardona. Seeing a former Edge of Zack right about a lane of her title is kind of awesome. The crowd, holy shit, we're locked up. Cardona did a well take on the heel role, so Copeland did pay for his pops. Cardona tried filling the sign and hat. The record break was hilarious. FTR versus Infantry. Okay. The acclaimed daddy has came to give an interview with Siobhan. Billy gonna talk about Jay White coming to his home. After another break, Dark Star, Dash Wheeler, take on Sean Dean. Charlie Bravo, see. And semifinals ongoing tag tournament. The match started at a steady pace. Trying to rush into the infantry looking to prove himself a threat while trying to keep a spot on one of the top teams, AEW. This battle did extend Josh showcase Dean Bravo tag team. Take seriously, saw technical skills, manicure, great spots along the way. The crowd chant, this is awesome. Getting working towards the finish. The win with a Shannon machine to advance the semifinals. That's the idea for the infantry. The thing was powerful. This episode of reviews, people sometimes feel like too many, she needs some fight sometimes. Mass. Bravo Dean did a great job in her some interest into the career, so I'm making her main focus. The finger. You anger. We're in trouble. They took away the things, and the ending was stupid. Bravo almost suplex ended up staying landing well. As Aquaman and Dean messed up late for a recovery, got the crowd back. They want to kill Jay again. Jay again. Found it. Yeah. Kyle Iver, Jay. The Big Bill versus Tough Light. I said it. This is the low. I don't know. I'm going to race. I'm done. No hope for them. prison today for assaulting a woman, person. You are going to jail for law. No judge rates her. She's scared of her family. Actor. He has nobody. He needs a father. And turned to a drug downloader. Cause. He's dead and they broke up. His eye. That's why I knew this one. I knew this one. Done. Your mother's dead. I knew this one. What happened? Your father. Of your father.
Damn, he was acting like his father again. His own father again. He was angry. He was always like his father.
His father was horrible.
He was horrible. He was horrible. He had an angry childhood.
His parents were not great to him. Were siblings. It was a selfish, righteous. He bullshits a lot. She's just my mate, but she'll get two fucks for
zero fucks for her. Care for her at this point. Care for her.
You got to know her life where she is. She's a. You're in jail. He had enough trust.
Not to trust at all.
Father's siblings. His siblings. So, always had issues.
The kid. Worse with it.
That's why you're dang. What's the problem with him? He
felt guilty enough to attack.
We're great. They were greater.
Okay, let's go back. I'm sorry, going off my rail. Oh shit, I'm sorry. Damn, darn it. Kyle Wright versus Jay Drake, yeah. Kyle Wright gave a lot of sizing match against Jay Drake, the short but competitive bout. O'Reilly picked up the win. I spent came out to celebrate with him. The Undisputed Kingdom came out to celebrate with him. The crowd was pretty quiet. A lot in this match was very predictable. Defeated Drake. Dante and Darius Martin took on Starks and Big Bill and Sam quarterfinal of the match. Tournament. Starks was isolated for a bit by Ty Fly using tag double team moves. Tagged in the whole vibe change in the ring chain. The High Fly did their best to use quickness to have the grass succeed. They failed in half throughout the picture segment. Starks died at the action. It was good after all four men, but it felt like Bowser should have come to our infantry lineup. There was a bad moment on the end when Starks failed to kick out of the pit. Caught counting. A moment later, Starks was pinned anyway and could see the rings doctor checked in on him. Then he felt rushed to a possible injury. Starks saw right. That may have been an injury following that affected the matches. Great, our grades were normal, but the match was adorable. Top Flight won. Copeland gave a crow, but Kingston Briscoe challenging House of Black. Shields match with Dynasty. O'Reilly never won. Meant to be in the Undisputed Kingdom, seems upset to see them either. Dante telegraphs Starks tripping way too much. He slowed down so he approaches the ring ropes. Thunder Rosa versus Lay Frost. Lay Frost was looked at Thunder Rosa for a single loss since returning to AEW. Rosa was keep her number one spot in the ring. The crowd seemed a bit quiet, but Rosa Frost didn't get to them. They were giving up time to work their commercial break. Back for encounter, Frost, one of the people using enhancement talent, a of television, but wins in the ring of honor occasionally. Seems to put on good performance, she makes more wins like Mita during recent months. While it's a decent match, it felt like they were stuck in second gear, sometimes something's missing. It was, but the second half, the crowd saw wake up a bit, Rose pick up a bit ahead of Steve. Mira got the win with a Tijuana bomb to catch her winning streak. I go, now Nigel McGuinness make ice puns. I hit Rogabani and call him Mr. Freeze. It was funny. Oh, the Hurricane is good. Frost so talented. Some of the things she does for her ability is so creative. The Righteous, this week's main event, The Righteous and Archer versus Jason Castagnoli and Benabata. This week's main event was a trios match with Archer, Dutch, Vince, T, and Jason Castagnoli and Shibata. Archer, Shibata, Charlotte, Trey, four strikes, and her monster. Owen, but Shibata scored the first couple of takedowns. Dutch Castagnoli tied in. It's lock up, Suko, a power yoder. Eventually, it's in Delson. Ties in the ring. The American Jack took a lot of damage to break. At the show turn, that's with Superman turn. Hot tag.
Shirai dancing because we're always going to win. Jerry was going to entertain. The West has got the pin on Vince. Right. What a kick. And the sudden high note. Shirai like BCDP Archer and Righteous. AI played a great video package giving some real background information on Will Ospreay. BCC had unfilled allies on occasion. Cool, make group flexible. Shirai was a perfect fit. It would feel wrong seeing Archer without Jake. Side to side, Dutch moves around better than most guys inside. Archer and Dutch slam each other onto dance with fun sequence. Final thoughts for this week's collision. It was a solid episode from top to bottom, but a couple of moments that stood out for the wrong reasons. Seeing the fellow save a couple of minutes in the middle of the show, the way Starks and Bill ended, a lot of people wonder what happened. FTR treated with a kind of counter, but most people are probably talking about the Cardona due to a surprise appearance by Cardona in history of seeing two men. Tony Thorne kiss. Maria May is going to be the talking point, but matters is May's upcoming more contentious match against Rosa. AEW has been on a bit of a roll lately. Some episodes are bound to feel less memorable on the way. And yeah, that was Collision. And yeah, that was Collision. That was the Augusta Lee podcast. And that's it about it. That's for the podcast. I'll see y'all next Sunday as usual. Israel. Because I'm not going to be reviewing WrestleMania. I just don't review WWE pay-per-views. That's all. I only review AEW pay-per-views, but I'm going to review SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown by one, but not WWE pay-per-views. Let's see about that. All right. Bye, everyone. See you next Sunday.